Morning. This morning I'd like to read to you from the Gospel of Matthew, beginning 14th chapter, 22nd verse. Right after Jesus feeds the 5,000, this is what Matthew has written. Immediately Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead of him to the other side while he dismissed the crowds. After he dismissed them, he went up the mountainside by himself to pray. When evening came, he was there alone, but the boat was already a considerable distance from land, buffeted by the waves because the wind was against it. During the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went out to them, walking on the lake. When the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified. "It's a ghost," they said, and they cried out in fear. But Jesus immediately said to them, "Take courage, it is I. Don't be afraid." "Lord, if it's you," Peter replied, "tell me to come to you on the water." "Come," he said. Then Peter got down out of the boat, walked on the water, and came toward Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid and beginning to sink, cried out, "Lord, save me." Immediately, Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. "You of little faith," he said, "why did you doubt?" And when they had climbed into the boat, the wind died down. Then those who were in the boat worshipped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." What is the most common command found in Scripture? The most common command found in Scripture, and it depends on what author you read, up to 366 times it said, is "fear not." Do not be afraid. Do not be terrified. That's the most common command found in Scripture. But when we allow fear to run our lives, it keeps us from being obedient to God. It keeps us from following his commands. It paralyzes certain people. We're frozen in place. Can't do it. Can't think. Our minds just don't want to think the way we should. Joy is taken away. We're robbed of the joy that God wants when we are afraid. And you can sit here, and you're sitting there going, okay, let me ask you a question again. What fear do you wrestle with? Which one do you wrestle with? Because they're out there. Is it fear of failure? Fear of success? Maybe rejection. Maybe it's intimacy. Maybe it's death, health. Not having enough. When I was growing up, I was petrified of the dark. I'd always have to check under the bed, make sure nothing was there. I'd sleep in the middle of the bed and couldn't wait to go to sleep because then I would get rid of the fear, Or maybe we're afraid of other people's opinions, and we keep our mouth shut even though we should speak, But in this story here, in this parable, Matthew is talking about the apostles, disciples being in the boat. The wind is out there, the waves are buffeting them. And next thing you know, they see in the distance, they see Jesus, or they see a figure. They're not sure who it is. They believe it's a ghost, that they're petrified. And then Jesus says, "Hey, what are you afraid, guys? It's me. What are you so upset about?" And Peter, Mr. Impulsive himself, says, "Hey, if it's you, command me to come. Call me." So Peter gets up, walks out. Gets up. You can imagine the other guys are going, "What are you doing? What are you going out there for? Look at the waves. Feel the wind, and you're going to do it." Well, Peter knew in reality the safest place to be is not in the boat, it's with Jesus. That's where the safety is. It's with Christ, not in the boat. But the rest of them are sitting in the boat. So he gets out, steps over, and starts walking on water. Can you imagine what he felt like? At that moment, looking at Jesus, he's walking on the water. I can imagine that. This is great. And then he looks around, he takes his eye off of Jesus, and what happens? He starts going down, and then he's like, "Lord, help me!" And of course, that's what Jesus did. He came over and helped him. And was Peter a success or a failure? We look at that and go, "Oh, boy, he sank." As if we were walking on the water, we wouldn't have taken our eyes off of Jesus, would we? We would have stayed right on Jesus and kept on walking, had a dance out there. No. But we act as if we would have done better than Peter. Can you imagine Peter years later thinking about that time he walked on the water? What an experience. He didn't leave He didn't let the fear of the waves and the wind keep him from being obedient to Jesus. And he did it. He did not let that keep him from the joy of that excitement of walking on the water. The biggest failure in this group are the other 11. They sat there, frozen in their seats. They wouldn't get up. Peter got up. And you think about it, that boat, in many respects, represents fear. What fear are you sitting in as if it's a boat? And you're not getting out of that boat. You're staying in that boat because if I do this, they might think this. Someone may do this. I won't have enough of this. What if we do this? Well, then this is going to happen. And we have this list of all the consequences in our head if what's going to happen when we actually step out in faith. Fear didn't keep Peter. It kept the other 11 frozen in their seats. Frozen. What is keeping, you can talk individually that so we can get very frozen to not doing anything. Of course, when no one knows what we're afraid of, because, we do a good job of hiding it, don't we? I mean, we're good at letting no one know that we're petrified to get in front of people. We're petrified to say this. We're just scared to death that we don't do it, and no one holds us accountable. But Peter got up and he did it. He publicly sank in front of everyone. But also Peter could say, hey, you guys, did you ever walk on water? Did you ever walk on water? I did. You may look at me and think I'm a failure, but I walked on water. And like, what is God calling you and individually and this church corporately to do? To take that step of faith. Like, what is it that, oh, wait a minute, we don't have enough of this. Oh, I can't do that. I can't do that. Now, how many I can'ts we have? I'm too old. Oh, I don't have enough experience. All these fears, all these reasons why not. God says, no, don't stay in the boat. Even if you fail, which we can guarantee we're going to, even if we fail, what did Peter do when he failed? Lord, help me. And what did Jesus do? Drown. Go ahead. too bad. You should have trusted me and you didn't. No, he didn't do that. No. Reach down. Let's go, Peter. Up he went. I must have been watching him just lift Peter out of the water. That must have been something special, too. But they got in the boat, it's all done. So the point of this whole thing is, we all have things we fear of, we're afraid of. But God's calling us to get out of the boat. And as one author, John Ortberg, he wrote a book, says, if you want to walk on water, you got to get out of the boat. And if you want to walk on water, we have to get out of the boat. If we want to be the people that God's called us to be, we have to start thinking about getting out of the boat of some of the fears that we are holding us back. That keeping us from being the people and the person that God's called us to be. So may we learn to do that and continually honor him by doing so. So think about what boat are you sitting in and the boat being the fear? And what fear do you need to say, Lord, help me? As somebody said, one of the things we do with fear is we avoid dealing with it. We have to avoid the avoidance. We have to avoid the avoidance of dealing with the fear. We have to sit there and say, okay, Lord, you've called me. I'm doing it. And we're going to sweat. Our stomach's going to turn. We're going to go to the bathroom and probably empty your stomach a few times. But sometimes we got to do it. So listen to the Spirit. Trust in God. That's the whole thing. You trust him and take your step of faith and see what God can do. Let's pray. Our gracious Lord, we sit here and we're good at covering over the things that we're fearful of doing. And I do pray that your Spirit would be upon us, that you would enable us to allow you to show us what the fear is if we're unwilling to even do some thinking about it. But you would show us and you'd grant us the courage to take steps of faith, to trust in you, that you will lead us and direct us and guide us. So that your name may be honored and glorified. We thank you, Father, for your grace this day through Christ. Amen.